We are learning Masechet Sukkah, Daf Chav Zayin Amud Aleph. We are beginning for the Mishnah Chav Zayin Amud Aleph. But before we begin the Mishnah, I just want to recap the Lachal Maisa of the last Sugya. That we learned in the Mishnah that you're allowed to eat Achilas Arai Chutz Sukkah. That means a temporary, a small Suda you're allowed to eat out of a Sukkah. And Lachal Maisa, we pass in like Abaya, that you're allowed to eat up to a Kebeya, egg-sized shear of bread outside the sukkah. Anything more than that is also the out of a sukkah. What about the other foods? So the Mechabim, Tav Reish Lamed Tes, paskins that yayin, basar, wine, meat, fish is all mutter to eat out of a sukkah as much as you want. Peiris, you're allowed to eat out of a sukkah as much as you want. The only exception would be a food that's made out of the five grains that you kavei a suda on. It means you eat a lot of it. Then the halacha is that you need a sukkah. Mishbura brings down a shayla, but what about Passover Kistin, which means cake? What's the shear about Passover Kistin? Are you allowed to eat as much as you want out of a sukkah? So the Mishbura says, no, more than a kebeya, you cannot eat out of a sukkah. What about a bracha? So he declares about that. And it comes out that if you stay in the sukkah for a little bit amount of time, since some hold that you make a bracha, leish of a sukkah, even just sitting in the sukkah, therefore, but seer of the two things, you can make a bracha. And he says, that's pashut if I make kiddush on Passover Kistin, it's pashut, since that's making it a kiddush makom masuda, has a chashivas, you definitely make a leish of a sukkah. What about wine? Mishbura paskins that wine, you should dafke eat drink in a sukkah, the wine, but you don't make a leish of a sukkah on the wine. That's the halacha lemaisa about achilas arei chutz sukkah. Now we'll go further in the Mishnah. Zok the Mishnah. Rabbi Eliezer Omer, arba esrei sudas chayiv odom lechol v'sukkah. A person is mechuyiv to eat 14 sudas over sukkahs, two a day, every day, and in the sukkah. Achas b'yoyim v'achas b'layla. Once a night, once by day. We'll see in the Gemara the reason for Rabbi Eliezer. V'chomim say no. V'chomim ein ledavar k'var kitzvah. There's no amount that you have to eat. If you want to eat more than a kebeya of pas, you have to eat in the sukkah. If you don't have to eat, you don't have to eat a suda. You can eat no sudas the whole sukkah and not eat it in the sukkahs. In the whole sukkah, you can eat no sudas and just eat less than the shear and you can eat out of the sukkah. But besides the first night, chutz v'leil yom to rishon shechag, the first night of Yom Tov, there you have to eat more than a kebeya pas in the sukkah. That's a chiyuv. But oyd amar Rabbi Eliezer, another machlekes lezer mechamim. Oyd amar Rabbi Eliezer, mishlo ochal leil yom to rishon. If you didn't eat the first night, or you didn't eat one of the 14 sudas in the sukkah, yashlim beleil yom to va'achon shelchag. You can make off it on Shmini Atzeres. And we'll see in the Gemara what's pshat of the thing. There is no tashlumim. You cannot make up. There's no way to make up if you missed the first night eating the sukkah. There's no way to make it up. This the pasuk says. This is a mistake that you can't make up if you miss eating in the sukkah the first night. There's no way you can make that up. So there's two machlokes in our Mishnah and the Chachamim. The first machlokes is Eliezer holds you have to eat 14 sudas over sukkahs, two a day, and the Chachamim say ein ledvar kitzvah. Besides, the first night is a chiyuv to eat in the sukkah. And another machlokes is, do you have a tashlumim? According to Eliezer, you have tashlumim. According to Chachamim, you don't have tashlumim. That means if you miss the first night eating the sukkah, there's no tashlumim. Now, Tosfos deals with a shaila about eating sudas on sukkahs. We'll talk about that Tosfos after we see the Gemara. Let's see the Gemara. My taima to Rabbi Eliezer. What's the reasoning of Rabbi Eliezer? So the reason is, we know teishu came to duru, that sitting in the sukkah has to be similar to the way you sit in your house. Ma diro, just like we sit in your house, achas b'yayim v'achas b'layla, just like when you're in your house, you eat one suda at night, one suda in the evening, one suda at night, one suda in the morning, av sukkah, achas b'yayim v'achas b'layla. Sukkah also, you have to eat one in the morning, one in the evening, you have to eat two sudas a day. You have to teishu came to duru, just like in your house, you eat two meals. So in sukkah, you have to eat two meals in the sukkah. Rabbanan say, no, kadira, it's like when you're at home. Ma diri boy ochel boy ochel. You don't have to eat. You don't have to eat. Just like when you're in the house, you don't have to eat. Avsukanami boy ochel boy ochel. You don't have to eat. Hiachi the Gemara asks, afil elyom to rishonami. So why the first night you have to eat in a sukkah? Let it be like a dira where you don't have to eat. Amar Rav Yechem Shemim Shemayet Tzadik. Nema kach hamisha asav, nema hamisha asav v'chagamatzis. It says by sukkahs hamisha asav, the 15th day of Tishrei is sukkahs, and it says 15th day of Nisan is Chag HaMatzes. It's usually Chamisha Asar. We make a Gezerah Shava to Chamisha Asas. Ma'ala Halon, Laila Rishon Choyva. Just like by Pesach, there's a Chi of Matzah the first night of Pesach. And Mekam Ve'elech Roshos. Afterwards, only Roshos. Like Rashi brings down with Yashma Pasuk. The only the first night of Erev Teruch HaMatzes is there a Chi of to eat. Avkan, Laila HaRishon Choyva. Just like here also, the first night, only the first night is Choyva. Mekavel Rosh Hashanah. Afterwards, Rosh Hashanah eating sukkah. V'hasam menal heinu by Pesach. The pasuk we just said. Amakra be'erav teichel matzos hakashu v'chav v'chayva. The first night is a chiyuv to eat matzos. And Rashi just explains that even though it says sheish yom teichel matzos v'yom shvi atzeres, we make a drash. It's like the seventh day in the pasuk's mevuyah that's not mechuyev to eat matzos. Same way the other 6 days also. The whole Pesach is not mechuyev to eat matzah. Besides the first night, al be'erav teichel matzos. So the Rabbanan saying is that teshuv came to duru, and just like in Adira, you don't have to eat two meals a day. You do what you want. So here also, by sukkah also. But the first night, you learned out of Pesach, that you have to eat the first night in the sukkah. There's a chi of suda the first night. Mashenka Rabbi Yezah holds, teshuv came to duru, just like usually you eat two sudas a day. Here also you eat two sudas a day. That's the reason of Rabbi Yezah. Actually, Pei Yeshua asks, he has two kashas. First of all, he asks that, why do we have to say 14 sudas? Just say two a day. We know how to do the math. 7 times 2 is 14. And number 2, he asks that if over 7 day sukkahs, you always have a Shabbos. So, you have shal sudas. So, if you have shal sudas, it turns out you have 15 sudas. So, it's different truths to answer the kasha of shal sudas. One of the truths are that it could be that instead of la malka, if you don't eat la malka, that shal sudas will be the for Sunday's meal. It will be Sunday's two meals. Kabbalah, Ayin, the Meiri, and Ayin, other Mepharshim that talk about that kasha. There's another important Taisus we have to speak out, that we said we'll speak out. Taisus asked, that it's Mvashim HaGemara, according to Rabban, and that's how we paskin. There's no Chiv Suda the whole entire Yom Tov, it sounds like. If I want to eat, I can eat. If I don't eat, I don't eat. And so Frank Taisus, the Gemara says in Mesechtas Brachas, that if you get Yav Yavaya Yom Tov, you have to say over benching. Why? Because of Chiyav Suda. But if there's no Chiyav Suda, why do you have to say over benching? Only Chiyav Suda was the first night. So Taisus over here answers that Gemara is talking about only the first night of Sukkahs, or the first night of Pesach. That's when you have to repeat benching. But the rest of the Yom Tov, not. But my Taisus and Brachas says different teretz. He says that mitzad Yom Tov is a Chiyav Suda, but not mitzad the Sukkah, not mitzad the Pesach, but mitzad Yom Tov is a Chiyav Suda, and therefore you do repeat Yav Yavin. That's why we paskin the whole entire Yom Tov, we repeat Yav Yavin. There was a second machlekes Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbanon. If there is a din tashlumim for if you miss a suda, so zokti gemara, break the barakasha. How can you make up a suda by eating Ashmini Atzeres? You have to eat 14 sudas in the sukkah. Once by day, once by night. So the question is, and here you don't have a sukkah. Both Tosfos and Rashi learned that tomorrow's kasha. And since in the Shmini Atzeres you don't sit in a sukkah, so how are you being yotza the mitzvah by doing tashlumim? You have to eat the 14 sudas in a sukkah. And Rashi adds on that you're not allowed to eat. This is an Eretz Yisrael. You're not allowed to eat in a sukkah on Shmini Atzeres because Baal Tosfos. So how in the world are you doing tashlumim? You're not eating in a sukkah. So my answer is Amar Beira, Amar Rab Ami, Chazor Boy Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Eliezer was Chayze. So according to Rashi, what it means like this: Rabbi Eliezer was Chayze holds you only need one Suda, like the Rabban. Only one Suda do you need in the Sukkah, and the rest of the Sudas you do not need in the Sukkah. And therefore, you can have a Tashlumim. Break the Marsha and the Marshal. What do you mean? Okay, he was Chayze Boy. Now you don't need 14 Sudas. One Suda is enough. What does that help that tashlumim should work? Lamaisa, it's not in a sukkah. That's the mashal's kasha. So, and the mashal. So, mashal answers that echnami chozer by Rabbi Eliezer is two things. First of all, he was chozer from the whole idea that you need 14 sudas. And second of all, he also held now that the limud from Pesach is just a chiyev suda. And the ikker, Roshan is, we call makim ikker mitzvasa tolui be'achilo. Mushimahachi yachalashlima be'achila suda achwini. The Marshal says that part of the chazar was not only don't you need 14 sudas, you also don't dafka need a sukkah. It's a din, a suda yontif that you need, a suda din yontif, and therefore you can have a tashlumim even on Shmini Atzeres. And see, the Marshal has a different shot. But that's all in Rashi. Rashi learns Chayzer Bar Rav Loza means that it was Chayzer, first of all, you don't need 14 sudas, and also you don't have to eat in a sukkah anymore. Taisus has a whole different shah. Taisus, Chayzer Bar Rav Loza, Avadi is only 14 sudas. Just the Chazara was that's not Medin Sukkah the 14 sudas, it's Medin Yom Tif, and therefore you can have a Tashlumim even on Shmini Atzeres. When you do this tashlumim mashmina atzeres, with what food are you making up the suda of sukkahs? If it's like the bread they're eating by the suda of shmini atzeres, suda yamikachal, eating now the regular shmini atzeres suda, where is it nicker that you're doing the special to make it up for the suda you missed on sukkah, on sukkahs. Elamai yashlim min tagima. You eat mine tagima, special, you serve at the end of the suda, Rashi learns, you serve special fruits and special cookies at the end of the suda that you never usually serve, and that will be a tashlumim for the suda on sukkahs. Frank Taisvis, that if it doesn't need a sukkah, these type of things, so then it can't be a tashlumim for sukkahs. And therefore, Taisvis' answer is, we're talking about bas v'dagim. We're talking about eating meat and fish. And it sounds like Taisvis, he holds that those things need a sukkah. And Taka Mishmur brings down that if you're eating a suda of meat or fish, you should eat a dafka and a sukkah, because it is a shittas Rabbeinu Peretz, which is like this Taisvis, that bas v'dagim have to be eaten in the sukkah. So that's Rashi. That's Rashi learns it means pay rice and different things like that. Taisvis learns it means basar v'dagim. The Rosh learns it means food from chamesh aminim, like cake and those type of foods which takan eat a sukkah. That's what minat hagimah means. So that's a yamashlo v'yasuda on Shmini Atzeres that makes up the suda of sukkahs by eating minat hagimah. Tainam hak learned the brayos like that. Mhishlim minat hagimah yotza. If you mashlim by eating minat hagimah yotza the mitzvah of sukkah, of being making up for the mitzvah of eating sudas on sukkahs. Shal apotropos shal agripas hamelach. Apotropos, the head of the property of Melach, of the agripas hamelach, he asked Rabbi Eliezer. It's Rabbi Eliezer. Going according to the shita of Rabbi Eliezer, holds only 14 sudas. This is one of Tosfos' rayas that we did not Chayzer from Rabbi Eliezer wasn't Chayzer from the dinner 14 sudas. He was Chayzer just from the part of eating in the sukkah. Because here, the apotropos asked Rabbi Eliezer, do I have to eat 14 sudas? I only eat one suda a day. Do I have to eat two sudas or not? One suda and be part of. So Rabbi Eliezer answered him, every day you want to get your juices flowing, you want to get your appetite, and you eat these parapoyos, these entrees that help you eat, to open up your stomach to eat. That you do for yourself, so you should be able to eat with an appetite. You're not going to maybe eat some parapoyos again the second time a day in order to kvoid your master, the Hashem is Baruch, to do the mitzvah of sukkah. You should eat extra papayas to another time in the day to give yourself appetite to eat another suda. That's what he told him. You do have to eat two sudas a day. And va'oid, shalu, another question that Abba is to ask Rabbi Yeza, an unrelated question, but about sukkahs. Va'oid, shalu, ka'anish yeshli shtei nashim. I have two wives, the Abba Chava said. Achas v'tvari v'achas v'tvari. One's in tvari, one's in tvari. I want to go to both wives over Yom Tov. I have one sukkah in Tveria and one sukkah in Tzipari. Am I allowed to sit in one sukkah for the first days and then chalamoid another sukkah? We're going to see Rabbi Eliezer's shita is that he has to sit in the same sukkah all 7 days. So I'm a lawyer. Rabbi Eliezer answered, Loi, you cannot do that. Because I hold, anyone who goes from one sukkah to another sukkah, he's not even mekayim the first half of Yontif. Because you have to sit in the same sukkah all 7 days. And if you move to another sukkah, you're not yotze sukkah at all, because it has to be all the same sukkah for 7 days. And Gemara's on Shalom Drasha right now as we go. Tanya Rabbi Eliezer Omer, we learned in a price here. Rabbi Eliezer says, Ein tapachav zayinam beis, ein yotze mesukkah lesukkah. You're not allowed to go out from one sukkah to another sukkah to eat. You have to eat in the same sukkah all 7 days. Another halacha, which is learned out from the same halacha as the first halacha, you cannot build a sukkah on Chol Hamoed because that sukkah is not a 7 day sukkah. That's Rabbi Eliezer Shita. You're allowed to go out from one sukkah to another sukkah, and you can make a sukkah on Chol Hamoed. It's not a problem. And the Shavin, and both Rabbi Eliezer and Chum both agree, Shem Nafla, if it fell down, you can rebuild it in Chol Hamoed. Why? Because that's the same sukkah. It's rebuilding the same sukkah. So there Rabbi Eliezer will agree, it's not called going to two sukkahs, it's one sukkah. Now, are you allowed to build a sukkah on Chol Hamoed? So the Meiri says, we're talking about a case where you're not being over Isser on Chol Hamoed because it's not a Maisa Uman. I'm not talking about a Maisa Uman, it's not a professional way of doing of building, you build it in an unprofessional way, and therefore, it'll be mutter do on Chol Hamoed. But the Mishabura and the Bir Halacha, beginning in Tav Resh Lama Zayin, says it's not true. Since it's a mitzvah to build a sukkah and to sit in the sukkah, so even if it's a Maisa Uman, you are allowed to sit in this sukkah. You're allowed to build the sukkah on Chol HaMoed, since it's the tzarech mitzvah of Chol HaMoed. Zok Tegmar, my time the Rav Eliezer. What's the reasoning of Rav Eliezer that holds that you have to have a sukkah for 7 days straight, the same sukkah? Amar Kral, the Pasuk says, Chag HaSukkah is Tassel Chol Shivas Yom. You should make for yourself a sukkah 7 days. I say sukkah l'shiva. Take out the word ru'uya. I say sukkah l'shiva. Make a sukkah for 7 days. That's be the same exact sukkah for 7 days. Therefore, you now go from one sukkah to another sukkah. And also, you can't build a sukkah fresh on Chol HaMoed because you have to be the same sukkah all 7 days. Rabbanan say, no, yeah, that's not the Darshan of the Pasuk. This is the Darshan of the Pasuk. Oh, come, Rahmana. I say sukkah b'chag. Build a sukkah b'chag. That's what it means. Chag is a task. Any day of the chag, build a sukkah. Forget even on Chol HaMoed. Vishavim, they both agree. Shem Nafla, Shechazah, Boy Noise, Bechal Shemoid. If it fell down, both of Eliezer and Rabban agree, you rebuild the sukkah and you sit in that sukkah. So Gemara Pshita, it's the same sukkah. What's the big deal? Maute, Machayachritihi, it's considered a different sukkah. The Eino Shiva is not for 7 days. Kamashlo, no, since it's built in the same place, it's considered the same exact sukkah. Toysus brings down a Gersa that has to be built the same exact wood. Toysus says, Tap Toysus, Mashma, Lafisha, Boyna Oysa, Boysa, and Ace, using the same exact wood, that's why it's considered the same sukkah. So, upon him, that's the Shita of Rabbi Yez, that's be the same exact sukkah. The Rabbanon argue, they'll know I can build a sukkah anytime on Yontiv, I can sit in a different sukkah anytime on Yontiv, doesn't be the same sukkah, as long as it's a kosher sukkah, I'm Yetzir Mitzvah sukkah, and that Rabbi Yez argues.